Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Today's Wisdom for Women is Proverbs 24, verses 9 and 10. The title is, Don't Faint. The devising of foolishness is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to men. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Maybe you've been the victim of someone's divisive ways. Many women feel like their mother-in-laws are against them, always looking for a way to put a wedge in their families or to belittle them. A message now to that mother-in-law. This is foolishness. You are tearing down your own family. Please don't do that. No one gains. If you are the one hurt by someone's sinful actions, do you feel like you're going to faint, shrivel up, or just give up? I felt like that many times. We do come to an end of ourselves. In times like this, God has a promise and a word picture for us in Isaiah 40, 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. John Wesley, founder of the Methodist Church, had an unhappy marriage. His wife was jealous and vindictive. However, he often said he attributed most of his success to his wife, for she kept him on his knees. Because he was kept on his knees, he was humble and he was useful. The easy roads are crowded and the level roads are jammed. The pleasant little rivers with the drifting folks are crammed. But the steeps that call for courage and that task that's hard to do, in the end result in glory for the never wavering few. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.